We're talking about Dancing with the Stars, of course, and we've got the two judges in studio, well, two of the three. Julian, good morning to you.
Ian, what can I say? Girl, you are bringing the carnival to the radio this morning. You are a raunchy radio rumba of the airwaves. Your frame, your top line, your New Yorkers.
What about my pink shirt?
You are JNLR pinktastic.
Now, what are New Yorkers,
by the way? I haven't a breeze. Who cares?
Everybody was saying New Yorkers. What's
I know.
It? Yeah, so you haven't a clue. Brian. What did you think of last night's performances? I must say I was impressed.
Well, let me start by saying this. Yeah. Throughout the evening,
we apologise for this interruption in programming. We hope to return to normal transmission as soon as possible. Once again, our apologies. We're working as hard as we can to resume transmission. Our apologies again. Coming up later on Today FM, Fergal Darcy will be playing all the hits from 2 p.m. and Dermot and Dave will be doing and Dermot and Dave will be doing the half nine How Are You?
We're back.
Oh, we're back. We're back. We're back. Yeah. That happened, Brian. That happened last night as well. Same thing.
Well, let me start by saying this. Strike action is always regrettable. But let's be clear, a negotiated settlement arbitrated between management and union members last night could have been mitigating an unfortunate stoppage prior to transmission.
Julian, highlights from last night, please.
What can I say, Ian?
I don't know.
Fred, dude, you smashed it. And listening to me say dude was weird. Mairead Ronan tooted my horn. Darren Kennedy, get me the thermometer. Six-pack-alicious.
And Brian, pity Eilish had to go. I mean, I suppose somebody has to go, don't they?
Again, this is unfortunate for the worker involved. And I would advise the union member concerned, if they are harbouring a grievance regarding constructive dismissal, to contact the Labour Relations Commission ad hominem ipso facto Circus Maximus.
Thank you.